This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You better get the getting now if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Josh, there's no insulation from this quarterback position once it's done. Like they're not ready. The Steelers aren't ready for Ben to be done for the next 2 years. But when it's done, it's a drop-off. I'm still thinking they should have tried to draft somebody now.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I was just thinking about, you know, Peyton Manning, and they couldn't wait to get him the hell out of there because of luck of having that behind him. And obviously, you know what that is, and they were able to pick up the offense. But this is cold turkey here. In two years, if Ben decides to pack it in, if he wants to play another 2 years, they're in a bad place because AB, I'm sorry, as talented as he is, can't do what he's doing with an average quarterback or a rookie quarterback. And see, Bell's going to be rolled out of here in 2 years. We agree is probably the play with the franchises.
Like in Tag. The thing about it is, and here's my way of thinking, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying you're glass half empty, but I'm never glass half full. But I am here. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about the back end of it. I don't want to think about the other side. I'm putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, knowing it's inevitable, but I don't want it to get here. I am going to soak up. I'm going to drink up. I'm going to appreciate every single Sunday the next couple years, acting like that future is never going to get here. I'm just going to appreciate the hell out of this window. Because I have tricked my mind into thinking, like a lot of Pittsburghers, I think, that Ben is going to play forever. Well, I don't want to hear that reality
morning. They should, because you know? as much as they probably remember has been Ben. But I mean, Ben's, when it's all said and done, is going to give you 15, 16 years.
This is 16, right?
You didn't have to worry about quarterback by the time he hangs it up. That's pretty impressive.
Let me hit you with this what-if
scenario.
What
is this, 14 for Ben? 13 or 14 for Ben?
04 was his first year, so I think 13. It would be his 14th season.
13 done, 14 this year.
He plays two more. He gives you 16, and you just...
Well, here's a scenario for you. Okay, let's just say, and this is entirely possible. This isn't out of the realm at all. Let's say the Steelers win the Super Bowl this year.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
There's three.
Uh-huh.
How long would Ben want to chase four?
Not long. But who's to say he even wants to come back to chase four at all?
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I think that would they win the Super Bowl this year, he may never go away.
He might be as old as Bradshaw. Was still be playing.
Well, look at Brady. You know, you keep thinking that these guys.
It's different though. There's not somebody within Brady's organization that has four. Like, let's make no mistake.
No. I'm just saying. No, I'm talking
Ben.
About look how long. No, look how long he's played.
I know.
And how old he is and still playing.
I've never heard Brady once talk about not playing though.
Which is different.
Never
and also, if he gets three, let's just cut to it. Ben hates Bradshaw. Ben can't stand him. Ben wants nothing to do with him. But you know what Ben likes? Beating stuff that Bradshaw's accomplished. If he got mm-hmm. the three, you know how much he'd want to get the four so there'd be no question? Ben might hang on till he's 65 to try to get... Like, let's not gloss over what the story is. He hates Bradshaw. He doesn't need to say it, I'll say it. He can't stand the guy, and rightly so. Bradshaw's a jerk, and he's a jerk to Ben, and he's been a jerk to Ben. Like Ben could have been a lot of things and was a lot of things maybe when he was younger. Bradshaw didn't have a reason to be a jerk to him. Bradshaw's a self-absorbed, pompous, arrogant knucklehead who is turned into a sideshow, and he's a goof to Ben, and he has no reason to be a goof to Ben.
Well, he probably felt threatened.
He'll be real threatened when he gets three, and then Ben plays till he's whenever and gets four, and he should.
But I guess my point is that would expand your window, Josh.
I hope so. That'd be great. I don't know. Every time you start talking about being retired and walking away from the game, that means you've really thought about it. And you already have one foot out, they say.
Oh, that Ben show with Cookie. Oh, man,
they have a common enemy, too.
Oh, Bradshaw. Oh, will that be something? They'll go ahead and sign a contract for that for 10 years. They'll re-up for 10 more years.
I still also think that a player like that doesn't talk about possibly retiring unless he's worried about his health.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that something may be going on now.
With Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and I don't mean, I'm not talking about something that's really severe, but maybe just enough that you're thinking, you know what, maybe this isn't such a great idea to keep doing this. I don't know. I'm just saying that's a complete spitball kind of a thing, so I have no knowledge certainly in that regard.
I like you bringing health into it without any substance to it, Jim. That a way to play.
Well, he's injured every part of his body. Where's that schematic of all the injuries?
At 14 years. I mean, he's in dog years with the way he plays the game. So he's played about 32 years of
football.
Again,
maybe
he's taken less of a pounding lately.
Maybe I undersold the importance of Villanueva then. I mean, really. You know, not that Alejandro Villanueva is going to be someone you remember forever the career of Ben Roethlisberger, but it may be important to have stability on that blind side right now, especially whenever, as kind of you put it, in so many ways that Ben could be fragile at this point. You know, there is an importance there to have somebody you trust. We talk, we take your calls on this. That's a thought though. Once he gets three, let's say they do get three this year. Well, they better get through the New England Patriots. How long would Ben, what would the motivation be for Ben to hold on? Would it be to get past Bradshaw? Mm-hmm. Would it be, and how long would he hold on? Would he stop at three or would he try like hell to get four?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.